In this episode of Cubs Out Loud, it's another hostful news update. This time around, the Cubs share some articles about the joys of being big and beautiful. So whether you think chunky is funky or fat is where it's at, this episode is for you. Rub that belly as COL 339 starts now. It's November 15, 2015. I'm Jeff.
Who's your bear? That's right. I am your bear.
I'm Damon. Everybody dance
now! And that makes me Gary.
Don't hurt nobody with your bad self.
And welcome to Cubs Out Loud, the Bear Podcast of Indeterminate Length, episode number 339. Wow, we're getting up there.
Yeah.
Just creeping along.
Right on.
Creeping. Anyways, let's go right into this. So, I'm going to admit something, although probably everybody knew this. I'm pretty much a loner. I just go home, play WoW, and maybe some other stuff, watch some TV, and go to bed. I don't really go out. I don't like going to bars. I get bored because I'm shy.
Aww.
Nobody just talks to me. But I keep myself busy. Facts! One of the things I'm doing right now is in World of Warcraft. I've set myself a project. I have one of each class of each race. I've already got them on 100. They're working on their legendary rings. I'm in like that last stage for all of them. I've already got three of the rings. So that's kind of a project. But what do you do after that? So I've started actually working, because the next expansion for WoW has a new transmog system that when you have it, you've basically unlocked the appearance and the transmog system. You can basically make anything. You can basically change the look of your gear for anything that you previously got through quests or what you're dropping now. Now, so I need to collect a few things to be ready for that. So there's this one tier 9, which was the gear that dropped in the Wrath of the Lich King's raid, Trial of the Crusader. And I've decided, because it's probably one of the easiest ones to get, I'm going to get it for all of my characters. So no matter what, I have all of those sets already done. So when this transmog system comes around, everything gets learned. I can then sell them to a vendor to get some gold at that point. But it's going to be there as soon as that becomes available. So that's a project. In addition to that, I'm documenting it, kind of. Huh. If you go to my website, jeffreyanderson.com, you'll see right along the top, you see a thing that says trade to tunes. Then it says basically all the different classes. It has a drop down which has the name of each of my characters based off of their class, and you can click into it. When I have their full set of tier 9 gear, and I still need to do some updates to the website, when I have their full set, so like if you go to mage and hit wind chill, you'll see my Pandaren mage there, and he's all dressed up in the complete transmog set for tier 9, all set. And I've even got a nice little pose thing, which has this shield in the background, which has the crest of the faction they're in. I'm still doing some tweaks on how I'm presenting it all and everything, but that's also part of the project. Is as I complete these, I'm going to update their images, because some of them already have some images, but they're not great stuff, and I'm just working on trying to get that going. Oh, hey, this one actually works. I wonder why this. I will have to go in and figure out how that works. Anyways, I just found something that I'm so excited about. Well, on the page, like if you go into Windchill, it has this base little thing. But if you go to my Monk and then Windmist, it has like all this information. I'm like, okay, so it was broken on all those other pages, and now I'm seeing it like actually working properly on this one page. I need to go and figure out why it's working on this one and not the others, and then fix it. So,
ta-da.
In any case, so that's what's going on with me. Damon?
Nice. Hold on 1 second. Mm-hmm. Something just started on my computer, and I was like, what the fuck was that? anyway, by the time this episode airs, we will have in Cincinnati a new Mr. Tri-State Leather, and I believe a Mr. Tri-State Pup. I'm not sure about the rubber category, but the contest will start that Friday. I'm tallymastering it. Yay! So excited to get back in that area again. And I will probably be saying goodbye to two wonderful house guests. Matt and Gabe will be staying with Jim and I during Tri-State Leather weekend. So. They needed a place to stay because they were coming up, and I was like, cool, we've got a guest room, here you go. So I'm actually going to be working on that this week to get everything situated and blah blah blah, but it should be an interesting time. They've revamped a few things for the contest and for the weekend. They've moved to a new venue because the other venue has gotten too big or too small. The contest itself has gotten too big, and it'll be interesting. I'm looking forward to, because the venue is the, not Cultural Arts, Contemporary Arts Center downtown, across from the Aronoff, across from Fountain Square, where a lot of like families and whatnot, you know, come, you know, downtown for the week, you know, for the day. So it'll be interesting to see like how they react to all these leather folk as they, leather and rubber and kink and all these other gear folk as they come walking around for the Tri-State event. So it'll be interesting. I'm looking forward to that.
Yay. Gary?
So, yeah. I'm older.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Woo.
You've always been older than us.
Ah! Wow.
Shit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it is true, but
all that okay. Gin just fell to the bottom of my drink.
Would you like some shade tea?
Yeah, I am now a year older. Whoop-de-doo. I don't know what else to say about it.
Well, happy birthday.
Yay.
Thanks.
Bitch.
I got some nice birthday messages and stuff, so yeah.
Nice.
Now, I didn't get some things I wanted for my birthday, but, you know. Work on that.
It's only
it happens.
So much you can do to get that to make that happen. Mm-hmm. I don't think Colby Jansen will be, you know, appearing suddenly in your in your room to ravage you for your birthday. I as much as you want it to happen and can wish it to happen, I don't know.
Okay. For clarification, on the last show, I said that if I actually met him in person, I'd probably just sit down and have a cup of tea.
Eh, whatever.
Sure.
So we'll if he showed up at my place and ended up in my bedroom, I'd be like, all right, well, we're just going to lay here and talk. So.
Talk.
I mean, if something were to happen, something were to happen, but that's not an expectation. I don't know. That's just.
Oh.
Okay. Sure.
Okay.
Anyways, No feedback. Gary decided not to get something from the Urban Dictionary. So we're actually just skipping right into our topic. That's quick.
Yeah.
We're only 9 minutes in.
Do we have like any split kids?
Do we have the?
Oh, yeah, we do.
News on the mark.
In the news, it's another hostful news update. I totally forgot about that. Thank you for reminding me, Damon.
You're welcome.
And I always have it in there, so I didn't even forget to not put it in. Didn't not put it in there because I forgot or something. So so we're having another hostful news update. Today's major topic is fat is where it's at.
Fat.
Oh, yeah. So, Gary, nice. What do you got for us?
Three articles about the fact that being bigger than what we are sold via media marketing is just fine.
Yeah.
First article is from thehealthyarchive.info, which is kind of funny. It says, bigger is better and five reasons to love a chubby guy.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. And this is from September a year ago.
Huh. Interesting. And it looks as though they were doing other ones. Like, it's the first sentence is talking about bald and bearded and shorter men are better. And now they're doing about size.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesante.
So let's jump into the list.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, chubby could mean that person is comfortable and happy, not lazy and depressed. So it goes on to say that chubby guys are happy ones. Ever wonder why Santa is so jolly? Turns out yeah. Good spirits even last into marriage. And then they quote that there's a study published regarding it. I think what they're trying to say is not universally that people who are bigger are comfortable and happy. I think they're trying to tide away from the presumption that people who are bigger are lazy and depressed. So they're not making a sweeping generalization that everybody who's, you know,
yeah,
fat is comfortable and happy. They're just saying don't presume everybody's lazy and depressed. Right. Some people are actually bigger and they're just fine.
As I said, could mean that people are comfortable and happy. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can get that. I also kind of have, again, disagree with it, too, because there are some people that are not, you know, big and happy and whatnot. So,
right. But that's why it's there. That's why it's yeah, I could know. Mean.
I got that. 100%. Yeah.
But, yeah, and I kind of think of it as like, you know what? I don't feel like you could be lazy, but happy. But I'm not going to the gym and nice. I'm just really lazy, but I'm perfectly happy with my laziness. So there's a whole bunch of combinations there. So just because they're chubby, it just means they're comfortable with their life. You know, they're not doing anything about it. Why? Because they really don't care.
Yeah.
They're happy enough.
They're good.
Mm-hmm. I'm perfectly okay. Healthy, overweight person.
Yeah. So number
all right. Go ahead, Damon.
Number two is they're more understanding to your own weight gain.
Was this article like written for women?
More than likely.
Yeah. And I think it's more along that lines because I don't know about you, but I think women are much more into acknowledgement of their weight gain than men are. I'm not saying men aren't at all. Sure. Just it seems to be stronger with women than it is with men. Mm. So
I like this. Since here's guys with a little junk in the trunk. Are more likely to be understanding when it comes to your own weight roller coaster. Practice loving yourself and your lover, no matter how much you both weigh.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of puts it all out there. I kind of agree with this one as well. Again, with the weight gain kind of being a, you know, it could be a potential issue. Whereas someone who has dealt with that or is dealing with that kind of can be more empathetic to it than someone who isn't or hasn't or is maybe potentially struggling every day to maintain it.
I mean, think about it when a woman gets pregnant and her husband gets fat. Why? Sympathy, wait.
Sometimes. Huh. All right.
And number three. They're the best cuddlers.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Done. We already had, didn't we recently have a let's talk about sex, specifically talking about cuddling?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
One of the reasons why we like guys with padding. Why those six packs? The six packs are hard as a rock. Mm-hmm. Lay my head on that? No.
Ugh. The last sentence is the best for that, number three. It says, you have a personal, portable, always comfy pillow.
Exactly.
Aww.
Yep.
Who you can have pillow talk with, right, Gary?
Sure. You and your gentleman caller can have pillow talk.
Uh-huh.
Wink. All right. Number four, they may be healthier than you think.
Yeah.
In fact, and it goes on. It says, in fact, he'll be around longer. If you're all about health, then don't overlook chubby guys. Journal of American Medical Association researchers found that overweight people, but not obese, may live longer than people that are clinically normal body weight.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, getting into the clinically obese part of it is not that hard.
Yeah, I know.
Honestly. So I'm sure they mean like more morbidly, I suppose.
They're probably using the BMI, which is a very odd system of weight and whatnot. But even so,
I think they're basically acknowledging that the clinically normal body weight is kind of low.
Yeah. And bigger guys are there are some guys out there who are very, very healthy and are just bigger guys. It's just the way that their body is framed. You know, there are guys out there, for example, there are guys out there who gain muscle as well as fat because they're, you know, bodybuilding and whatnot. And they can tend to be healthier than, you know, the average Joe because they're taking care of themselves. They're maintaining their body weight. They're exercising, et cetera, et cetera. So, yeah, don't knock. Sometimes that bigger guy might just be
really strong.
Yeah.
Basically, your ideal man.
Mm-hmm.
Big, strong man with a nice keg for belly. I don't want a six-pack. I want a cake.
All right.
Moving on to number five.
They're better lovers.
Yeah. There you go. We're done.
Yeah. I'm just as
again,
as
just like the colors.
Yeah.
That's sad.
As the Cubs of a Cubs Out Loud Bear podcast kind of say, yeah. Yeah.
What I thought was interesting about this one is a study was done, it says, out of Turkey about overweight men with obvious bellies lasting longer in bed. And interestingly, they associate that. They say that chubby guys have more of the female sex hormone estradiol in their bodies, which slows down their orgasms.
Huh.
And I didn't realize that there was a hormone that was related to like slowing down your orgasm. So to me, that was very eye-opening. I was like, oh, so there is really like a biochemical thing about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So,
but it's good. I agree with this whole, like, you know, better lover thing.
Basically they're only be better lovers because they can last longer. It means that they're not going to come so soon. Really. The other thing you need to keep in mind, depending on and how in shape there are, is their stamina.
Yeah.
Because they could just get tired.
Yeah. I need a minute.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Okay. So that's the first article. Quick, easy. Mm-hmm. Five reasons that they're better lovers. Moving on. We have a more extensive list.
You just had a quickie in the bathroom stall.
Yeah. So hexjam.com from the UK in May of this year had a BuzzFeed type list called 18 Reasons Chunky Beats Hunky Every Time. And it made me laugh. I loved that title.
Yeah.
Starting off, number one, there are so many guys that look like carbon copies of each other. And then they posted a picture of a guy that works out a ton in the gym.
Ugh.
I thought it was kind of funny.
Yeah, I know I made that really bad noise there, but that just is not appealing to me.
Yeah, he has an 8-pack.
Yeah, it just doesn't look interesting at all to me.
Yeah, he'd be like, ooh, you're nice and hard.
Yeah, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get this one.
Number two.
What happened to the classic edition?
I do.
Oh?
I think what they're trying to say is, in the picture, granted it's not a great picture, but I think what they're trying to say is, like, this is more the natural male form. It isn't modified, meaning it's not extensively worked at the gym or that kind of a thing.
Hmm. I guess.
Which then, of course, makes me laugh because it relates to number three.
Oh, wait. Here it is.
With a really funny gif of a guy lifting his shirt over his belly.
Yeah.
And it just kind of bounce.
It's a very slow motion gif. So it's like, hey, baby.
Yeah. It's kind of.
I don't think it's slow motion. It's just, you know, kind of because it's the shirt is caught underneath. So he's slowly pulling up. But it's not slow motion.
Maybe.
Slowly.
Still, either way, that's a nice round belly there, too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Number four, apparently we're not talking about that dad bod.
Ugh.
I never liked six-pack abs. I've always liked the belly. I just called them chunky guys, though. Wouldn't relate it to a dad. Hashtag dad bod.
Yeah, I thought that was great that already, I think by now, at this time of year, dad bod's kind of faded away. Thank God.
Thank God.
Yeah, but at the time that the article was posting, I remember that was a big thing that, you know, guys dad that had bod. Bellies, it was called dad bod. And I was like, no, they're just, like, normal.
I think the idea behind dad bod is, like, everybody works out and everything, and they're trying to attract the opposite sex or same sex. But then they get married, they become a dad, and then it's like, I got to take care of the kids, so their body kind of, you know, goes away because they're not working out as much. That's what they mean by dad bod.
Mm.
Yeah, it's just haven't actually been working on your skills.
Number five says these guys aren't fat. They're not skinny. They're just themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I think that's appropriate. I find it interesting. This was a trend for a little while. This picture of taking your like a selfie that's posed with a paper in your hand so you can like time date stamp it, so to speak, by
basically
when that was,
and to see your progress
yeah
on whatever you're doing with your body.
Yeah,
a month later you have another take another shirtless pic.
I like number six. And not to say there's nothing a skinny guy can do for you, like,
yes, there's nothing a skinny guy can do for me, go away.
Well, okay.
Don't get me wrong. We can be great. We can be good friends. Don't get me wrong. But when we're talking about other things, which are a little more intimate.
I took it as they weren't trying to diss skinny people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like sometimes I am not the biggest fan of guys that are smaller than me or smaller, but I have found sometimes they can be really surprising and entertaining and fun. And just like the bigger guys, they can be pretty good lovers. So it just depends on compatibility, ultimately.
Yeah.
You know.
Speaking of which, number seven, when you put it like that, which is a comment, it says skinny guys versus fat guys. Feels like skinny guys, a corpse. Fat guys, a teddy bear.
Oh.
Foreplay. Skinny guys, bony fingers. Fat guys, know how to eat.
Wow.
That face.
Now, do keep in mind that this article they're basically putting in the perspective of a woman, not a man. So really, they would have to be flipped over. You could still get the same thing. or you wouldn't be, he wouldn't be necessarily be under the covers because, you know, legs up if you were going to do it from that position. Anyways, afterwards, skinny guys, nothing much. Smoke, apparently. Fat guys, snacks.
Who also smokes? A pipe. Mm-hmm. This picture is really interesting. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like a biker / Santa Claus kind of mash up there in the bigger guy, quote unquote.
Yeah, it cracks me up that, like, you know, he's smoking a pipe in bed and they're eating, you know, milk and cookies and pizza and shit, like ice cream. Mm-hmm. It's just basically like, after sex, we eat.
Yeah.
After sex, it's actual Netflix and chill. You put it on Netflix and make some popcorn.
Nice.
And chill.
Mm-hmm.
Number eight.
Yeah, number eight. They're built for comfort, not for speed. Which I completely agree with. Like, you know, I'm not a big outdoorsy kind of person. I mean, you know, if I was dating someone or had a partner or whatever and want to do stuff, that's fine. But, you know, they just want to sit around or lay around and all that. I'm all right with that.
Yeah, we're good. Don't need to be active to be happy. You're just sort of like, oh, if I want to chillax and, like you said, Jeff, like watch movies or actually watch Netflix and chill, like not
like actually,
yeah,
Netflix, like and actually chill. Netflix and chill, not quote unquote Netflix and chill.
But, you know, yeah, I could see that being a good thing and being comfortable with that.
I just want to know some quick little side comment here. How the fuck did people come around to using Netflix and chill as an innuendo for sex?
Pop culture.
Ugh.
It's usually where most of it comes from.
Yeah, more than likely. I want to watch Netflix.
It sounds like
I want to have sex. Let me do both. Netflix and chill. Bam.
I suppose you're chilling on the couch. You're cuddling up and
things sort of happen. Awesome. Yeah.
But the point is Netflix and chill, and maybe we'll have sex. Because I've done a couple times where I've just had people over to chill and Netflix, and we didn't do anything.
Yeah.
Anyways, moving on. Number nine.
We've already mentioned this. Almost like an extra pillow. Oh.
It is like an extra pillow.
Yep.
Except it has its own heat source. It's great for you guys up north. Me being stuck here in the south, right now I can walk outside and actually it's kind of chilly, but not really. I still can wear a t-shirt in this weather.
Mm.
And Sonnet's happy that she can come outside and maybe sun herself a little.
Mm.
I won't close the door. You can stay outside. I got things to do in here. Anyways, moving on. Number 10, if you're going to date someone, they damn well better appreciate food.
Mm-hmm.
But even Adam Richmond has slimmed down. The picture they had is Adam Richmond.
Yeah.
What was he the host of?
Man versus Food, maybe?
There we go.
Yeah.
He's really slimmed down.
Well, that was the promo pic promoting his weight loss right afterwards.
No.
And he has gained a little bit of weight since then. Not a whole lot, like maybe 5-10 pounds. So, yeah. Which is kind of standard. People lose a ton of weight, and in some ways they kind of swing too far.
Mm-hmm.
And then it, you know, bounces back, so to speak.
Huh. Yeah, sometimes it happens. It's just the way it is.
Mm-hmm. Number 11. I did the last one. Somebody else do the next one.
Number 11. Go ahead, Damon.
Apparently, they're better dancers.
I don't know why, but I enjoy dancing with chunky guys. I feel like they hold you better.
Oh. Hmm.
I'm going to presume that is slow dancing.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if... I just think it could be a general thing. You don't have to be chunky. Chunky is not a bad thing. Chunky's not necessarily a bad thing.
You're just saying they don't necessarily make better dancers. Doesn't make them bad dancers. Just,
yeah. Sometimes a guy just likes to dance.
I don't know. Don't you think it's more comfortable to be kind of like dancing up with another belly?
Oh, sure.
You know? Instead of having this hard piece of rock dancing with you.
Yeah.
Again, it's that cuddly part thing. Because if you're doing like dancing, like club dancing, it doesn't matter. Then along the lines, because you're not really going to be like right up next to each other necessarily. Well, maybe you would. I don't know. I don't really dance.
Yeah.
Number 12.
Yeah. If Chris Pratt can make it look sexy, which leads to number 13, anyone can.
Nice. Well, you know what? Chris Pratt is just sexy. I know he was, you know, when he was a bigger guy, he was kind of cute too, but even now he's still kind of got that sexiness pretty going on with him.
Yeah, I think he probably looks like the guy in number 14. There's no real definition of manliness, but which of these look realer? You have to see it. So go to our website, cubsoutloud.com, click the link for this article, and go down to number 14. You see this kind of bearish guy, muscular and everything, versus a Calvin Klein ad, and they're both doing the exact same pose. With the underwear, and I don't know about you, the other guy looks like he needs to eat something because he looks kind of anorexic almost.
Oh, not that bad.
I don't know. It's really bad.
But he looks very thin.
It's gross.
I wouldn't call it that bad.
He looks like he works out.
He looks like, yeah. He kind of has I hate calling it Zana, but swimmer's body.
I don't know.
He's got a bit of a leaner...
I don't know. To me,
with a bit of muscle. He's very lean.
Really
with
hollow cheeks.
Because he's sucking them in for the photograph. That's what modeling's about. Look sexy.
Duck lips.
That does not look sexy at all. It looks
well.
Well,
I'm not saying we think it's sexy.
Well, it's not your. It's technically not your demographic, sweetie.
They're not trying to get us to buy Calvin Klein underwear.
Yeah.
I don't know. The guy on the left would sell me Calvin Klein underwear more, and he looks more real to me.
That's true, yes, but they didn't hire him. He's just poking fun at them.
I don't think he's poking fun. He's like, look,
I don't need
guys,
to buy the underwear really? From him. He can actually just take the underwear off.
Talking about the sales of the product, not the person.
That's true.
I mean, yes, don't get me wrong. You're right, but still.
But still, we have a long list. Number 15, just behold. And then this is kind of silly. It's a GIF.
It's basically a repeat of what number was that? Scroll up. It's basically a repeat of number 3.
Yeah.
It's the belly bouncing reveal. Same thing. It's just a different angle and maybe a different person.
And then we get number 16, which is, it says, it's magic, a thing of beauty, which is sort of another version of the same concept.
Yeah. Well, I love the, in number 16, the whole like lifting of the arms and shoulders and revealing that belly kind of thing. I have a weird little, it's not really a fetish thing for it, but I kind of look
the whole belly.
Yeah, like just a little bit of a belly kind of peeking out under a shirt.
It's nice because all you need to do if you need to scratch under your belly, you just lift up your arms and then just come back down and scratch.
Yeah.
But you don't have to lift up your shirt. Your just shirt goes up when you lift up your arms.
I just tend to see it more often than not. I look at it, look for it in my daily life.
Yeah.
It's a nice little reveal. Just a little bit of a...
Sometimes reveal. It's not so nice for real when you really don't see that, especially when it's like your team lead. It's like awkward.
It's only awkward if you like bury your face in it.
True, I suppose.
Are you stare longer stare, than you, right? Mm-hmm. Longer than it's comfortable. Like, hi. Oh, shit. He's looking at me, staring at him. I can't look away. Oh, okay. Got it. Broke it. Yeah. Broke it. But that's a little too long.
All right. 17.
Live the chunk. Love the chunk. Basically, guy just chilling on his couch, looking at his phone, and his shirt kind of like just, it's like right over his belt button. So,
yep,
letting his love handles hang out.
My favorite way to hang out at home.
I'm the real winner this Valentine's Day.
I thought that was a great caption. I liked that. And then there's a hand drawn arrow towards the love handles in the belly that are exposed.
Aww.
Number 18. Who wants to wrap it up?
Because we know who the masters of cuddles are. Chunky guys are winning at life.
Exactly.
It kind of goes back to something I've said for many, 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 many years. Probably since before I discovered the bear community, when guys would be like, you know, I would not be interested in skinny guys. Mm-hmm. And I would basically make this statement over and over again. If I wanted to fuck a bedpost, I'd fuck a bedpost. I want something I can hold on to.
Huh. I can see that. Zach. I can respect that.
It's just the way I look at it.
I agree. I like something to hold on to. I like someone to hold. Where it feels like I have something
it's not like you're trying to hold yourself because there's barely anything underneath.
Yeah.
In between your arms and your body.
Exactly.
Every time I like give a skinny guy a hug, I'm afraid I'm going to break him.
Yeah,
I can kind of understand that.
Maybe that's how I can stop skinny guys from wanting to give me a hug. Just give them a big old bear hug and be like, you almost broke my back.
Nice. Okay, so before we move on to the last article, I want to do a quick sidebar because Jeffrey asked the question and I was busy researching. Netflix and chill.
Hold on.
Yo!
No, that's not it. This one. Okay.
Oh, God.
This is not technically on Wikipedia or on, sorry, Urban Dictionary. There was an article that actually gives the timeline breakdown of how this came about.
Interesting.
I'm going to cut to the chase. In summer of 2014, dozens of Twitter users started saying Netflix and chill with a wink of innuendo. And a fascinating gendered watchword phenomenon develops. Teenage girls who had been asked to an innocent sounding Netflix and chill session by boys, only to discover the boys' true motives, began issuing tongue-in-cheek warnings to other girls telling them to be careful. And then in October of last year in 2014, more women and a few men started catching on to the second more subversive meaning, you know, meaning sex. Scare quotes started appearing around chill, indicating that people knew what was really going on. And then in November of 2014, the starter pack meme hit Twitter and Tumblr. And on November 17th, @START3RPack tweets the following, which is it's kind of like gym wear, like socks, shorts, a shirt, and then a magnum sized condom, and it's called the official Netflix and chill starter pack.
Oh God.
So the condom made it like more explicit, and then it continues on basically from there. In February of 2015, I love this one. It says, as with most things popularized on Black Twitter, white people discover and eagerly jump on the Netflix and chill train. So on February 1st, apparently a Viner by the name of Brittany Furlan posted a Vine that racked up 11 million loops.
Wow.
About Netflix and chill. And hence it kind of took off from there.
Huh.
So it started innocently. People were just basically saying, hey, I'm going to have a Netflix and chill night, like meaning I'm staying home. I'm just going to watch Netflix.
Well, what it should really mean.
Yeah. So, and then it says in April of this year, Netflix and chill was added to Urban Dictionary, solidifying its place in the vernacular. The definition written by user LaxBool7 defines Netflix and chill as code for two people going to each other's houses and fucking or doing other sexually related acts. The sample usage is Brad, hey, Julia, want to come over and watch Netflix and chill? Julia, sure, I'll pick up the condoms. Brad, wait, I thought we were going to watch Netflix and chill. Julia, Netflix and chill means we fuck, dumbass.
Nice.
Yeah, so it's a long article explaining all that, but I couldn't help but look it up. I was like, it obviously jumped from one definition to another at some point, so yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so that being said, are we ready for our last article?
Yes, we are.
Mm-hmm.
This one is from Thrillist.com in the lifestyle section, and it's titled, Why Being Fat is Great. It's a longer article. For me, the most important thing is probably about two-thirds, three-quarters of the way through it. It's first person written by the author, basically like, hey, I've struggled to like have the bod I'm told I'm supposed to have. And specifically in regards to the belly.
Yeah.
And it's this whole like, you know, like one of my favorite lines is I moved to Texas where all the carbs come from.
Welcome.
So, yeah, I mean, it was a great line. And then he continues on and then he gets to a certain paragraph. It says, and putting aside that I loosely associate with gay beardom. And then he explains a subculture that values bellies as a beacon of Al Borland-esque mask for mask realness. I've even found an ample source of belly pride in my own personal pantheon of sports heroes. A bellied man may not technically be a healthy man, but he can be strong, powerful, even fit, part Budai, part boot, but badass. And then he goes on to explain about some popular athletes kind of thing, including he makes a reference to Prince Fiedler, who was the one on the ESPN cover, the black gentleman.
Yeah. Is that ESPN or Sports Illustrated?
Sports Illustrated. The body episode.
Okay. Yeah. For some reason, I was thinking it was ESPN. But so
it was sports.
Yeah. So and then he goes on and he talks about, you know, shot putters like Christian Cantwell, bobsled pilots like Steve Holcomb.
Oh, Steve Holcomb.
I was more like Christian Cantwell.
So. He pretty much goes on and wraps up to say, depending on how you look at it, a substantial belly can be a symbol of poor man's health or a display of life's rich pageant. He cracks me up the way he ends it. He's like, with a little more determination and a lot less glass bottle Dr. Pepper, I might soon enough become an ab advocate myself, singing an altogether different tune in praise of the six pack. And then his last line in parentheses is fat. Chance.
I like this article in the sense that, you know, for a lot of people, that's sort of the issue that they had to deal with. You know, many people have tried to lose weight, and sometimes they lose and sometimes they gain it back, and they always have all these different things and they do everything. It's a lot of work to lose weight and then maintain it. It's much harder work to maintain it than it is to actually lose it. And a lot of people don't understand that. And this guy's kind of like not saying that it's a bad thing, but, you know, like it's okay to be okay with being fat. You know, it's not a end all be all. You can do things to keep yourself healthy. You can do things to make yourself, you know, feel better about it. It's all about your own self-image. Ultimately.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the biggest part of what the article is saying, and I appreciated its honesty for that.
Yeah.
And so that was the reason that I had saved it and wanted to bring it up, basically just like, hey, you know, for once it's a real article. It's like, you know, it's not flying a middle finger, but it's saying, I figured out that I'm happy with this and I don't expect that to change. So
mm-hmm.
There are very few things that will make me change it.
No, not saying that all bears aren't bellies.
Yeah.
Not saying all bears have bellies. There are some who are, just have that nice the stocky frame, but they're well worked out. They may actually have a set of abs instead of a keg. So they're still bears. But when somebody just thinks of the general generalization of a bear, you think a little bit of a belly. Not more.
Yeah.
So, which is fine. It's fine. Everything's fine here. That is beautiful. Thinking of it, which big boys going at it. So this is a set of GIFs of two big boys just going at it, and it's kind of adorable at the end because they turn around, they kiss. It's kind of cute.
I gotta
while they're fucking. So
I don't know if I'd say cute. I think it's sexy.
Yeah.
I'm kind of thinking I wouldn't mind seeing the film that this set of GIFs is made from. But
And the thing is, this tells you about the GIF technology. That just looks like it's just a looping video. That doesn't feel like an animated GIF. It's just it seriously looks like a looping video. So tells you about GIF technology nowadays.
Yeah.
Really good. And while it's not, you know, blatantly obvious necessarily, they're definitely big boys. So.
Oh yeah.
And they must be going at it for a while. Just saying.
Yeah. All right. So I just called my new, big in pants guy, decent looking guy with a belly and all this stuff, and then he's got some really, really nice pants on.
Damn.
Very tight. Yeah. Totally.
This boy is thick everywhere.
Yeah.
Big chest, big arms, big belly.
I don't know. But, his calves are kind of skinny, but
got booty, thick thighs.
Maybe it's just the angle of the camera.
Or yeah, but I like the it just said it you know, you kind of got the out of the shower and then him dressed up kind of look. And yeah, very thick. Thick and beautiful.
Oh, apparently there's sweatpants.
Well, there's a debate about that in the thread.
No, they must be dress pants because they got like nice dress pants pockets.
Huh.
This really is possible to outgrow sweatpants. I thought those were dress pants. Those are dress pants. Button up pockets and belt loops. Okay. Yeah. Never mind.
They're pants.
I read all the notes.
Good. Got it.
They're pants.
Pants.
Pants, pants. Pants, 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 pants. I don't know where that came from.
Scary. Yeah.
Mine didn't have a title, so I titled it Fat-tastic.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
I've seen this image before.
I like the sleeve.
I've seen it many times, and it's in my Tumblr, and I just think he's beautiful.
Yeah, he's gorgeous. He's
a beautiful guy.
He's a big boy. He's got a nice head of hair on him, a beard.
My eyes went
trimmed.
Because of like where it shows up when I click in the link, it first went to his smile.
Yeah.
His eyes, basically his face in general. And then when I scrolled down, it went to his belly. And then I'm like, oh, that's a really nice sleeve on his left arm.
It is. He has some nice ink on him. I noticed his smile and his face and his eyes. And then I was like, whoa, check out them nips. Those are nice nipples on his chest.
Yes.
I'm not very much nice in regards to the nipples. There's nothing bad about them, and I can chew on them just fine, but...
I'd like to find out if they're connected to anything. That's the way I look at it.
Ditto.
Yeah, I didn't get that connection. Somebody forgot to install the install set yours of my nipples. I get this all the time. Somebody sees a picture... I have a picture of myself with my shirt off. I like right now, if I went to Bear411, snapped a webcam picture, and you know how it goes over to Bearload, and said, actually approved for it to go over to Bearload, then I would all of a sudden get all these chats from people saying nice nips, and I'm like, they're not connected to anything because they're like at least a quarter size. I actually have some. No, they're bigger than a quarter. They're huge.
Silver dollar, perhaps?
Maybe. I don't have a silver dollar. I'm not sure. But got to be like 2 inches in diameter. I mean, they're pretty big. And but they're not connected to anything. I mean, sure, I get a little arousable from it, but if somebody's working on them, it really doesn't do anything for me. So they won't install properly. They gave them to me, but they didn't install them, if that makes sense. Anyways, all the jeans I didn't get, like the fashion jeans. I really didn't get the fashion jeans. Oh. Anyways, that's beside the point. This guy's fantastic.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Just right. Actually, Just Right would probably be a little bit more muscular, but yeah. I would still call him Just Right.
I would say you, me, in the bed, we got an appointment. That's the way I look at it.
Exactly.
Nice.
So moving on to the links. So continuing my BlizzCon follow-up, Overwatch was talked about during the show. I'm so excited for this. The beta just started a couple weeks ago, and they finally announced how much it's going to cost. It's going to cost you either $40 or $60. $40 if you buy it for your PC and you just want the game. Comes with all 21 of the heroes. There's no like buying them individually or anything. Or you can spend an extra $20 and get the Overwatch Origins for your PC or PlayStation 4 or Xbox One. So it's actually going to consoles as well. And from my understanding, they're keeping it so that the environments is depending on your platform that you're playing on is who you're playing with. So if you're on an Xbox, you won't be playing with or against anybody on PC or PlayStation. But so it's going to be like that. And the heroes are really cool. The lore is amazing. With the Overwatch Origins edition, you also get some skins for some of the heroes as well as some in-game goodies for some of your other Blizzard games. You get the Tracer hero for Heroes of the Storm, which means I totally want this just because I would love to have Tracer. I want to play Tracer anyways in Overwatch, but I would also like to see how Tracer would be in Heroes of the Storm, which I'm starting to get into. It's got this baby Winston pet, which is just a little gorilla, baby gorilla with glasses. It's kind of awesome. And the Hearthstone card back is really cool. There's also a transmog in, for Diablo 3, some Mercy Wings for the hero. So you can look like you have the wings that Mercy has when the hero, and some StarCraft too. You get some in-game portraits, as well as those hero skins I was talking about in Overwatch. See, it's like going all over the place, which means I want the Origins edition. And if you haven't seen their intro cinematic, it's essentially a Pixar cartoon. I'm not kidding. It's really, really good. And the really cool thing that they announced at BlizzCon was they're going to do more of those. And we got to see a preview of a couple of them, like Winston, who is this big, intelligent gorilla. Apparently, there's an origin story short that's coming out about that, which looks really neat. And there's going to be a lot of lore, but all that lore is not going to be talked about in game. It's going to be talked about through some shorts and comics that they're providing. So check out Overwatch if you want to kind of take a look at what the heroes are, some gameplay information about each of the heroes and how it all works. This is a first-person shooter game, and And their abilities, you could go to playoverwatch.com. And which takes you right to Babylon, blah, blah, blah. But, and it has all the information for that, and you can purchase it right there. They're hoping to get it out by springtime 2016. And based off of the way I've seen streamers, playing the game now for in beta, it's pretty solid, right now. So hopefully they're going to get any of the actual bugs, which is hard to notice, out, but it's pretty cool. I'm excited about that. So Overwatch is my Blizzard pick of the week. And I'll have also have the intro cinematic embedded on our website. So before you even go there, you can just watch your trailer right through there. It's on YouTube, so that's why it's embedded. Gary?
I have another gay film documentary.
Woohoo! We're both kind of doing the same thing.
Yeah, last week I mentioned about the new documentary that came out in 2015 called Do I Sound Gay? This week I watched on Netflix Queens and Cowboys. It's a film documentary about the IGRA, the International Gay Rodeo Association.
Yeah.
It's on Netflix, Amazon, Google Play, Vudu, Xbox, Hoopla, and iTunes. Have a couple links for their Facebook page and their website. It has made the gay film festival circuit like everywhere. It's won awards. It's also been picked to be at film festivals in the LGBTQA community. I really enjoyed this film, and I was moved by it. They definitely knew what they were doing. It's well-crafted. It takes place over about – well, they show the film that it takes place over a year. It technically, I believe, takes place over 2 years. Like, I would say maybe like the fall through the following year into the fall of the next year. But it basically, the subtitle is A Straight Year in the Rodeo, I think. And it's from January through the end of the year. And it follows five principal people who are trying to do different things within the rodeo to get awards. For what they do. So it covers gay men and lesbians. It talks about straight people being in the IGRA as competitors, which I thought was interesting. They, you know, own that drag is a portion of gay rodeo for fundraising, and that they take care of their own, you know, people and stuff. It's very interesting. And they talk about the fact that it's been dwindling. Like, the number of chapters of the Rodeo Association, the Gay Rodeo Association, the GRAs, has been dropping. The attendance has been dropping. So I don't know. I just found it very insightful, being a person who's been active for, 15 years in different organizations and entities and that type of stuff. It got me thinking about how if people don't connect with it and they don't have an interest, then it will go away.
True.
So, and the big thing to remember also is there's a link to it on Amazon. So if you want to purchase it through Amazon, there'll be a link there for you.
Yeah. So I really, really enjoyed it. And I'm glad that I took the time and I watched it. It was very insightful. But that's why I like documentaries. Like, I want to walk away feeling that I got educated from it as well as potentially entertained. So that was my second of third for this month. I have another one for the next week's show.
Yeah. Hey, guess what, folks? That's the end of the show. Anyways, to contact us, you can pop over to our website at comesoutloud.com. Like last week, we got a comment on our blog at from the Guilty Bros. So you can pop over there and leave a comment on the blog. We appreciate that very much. Also, you should send an email at comesoutloud@gmail.com. Leave us a voicemail and we'll play it on the show. You don't even have to leave your name. You don't have to say who it is, although I know who it is, depending on Jess. Venice Cup. Hadrian. Gabe. Well, anyways, so there's people we know, and we would love anybody to leave a comment to us by voicemail 361 COL Talk. That's 361-265-8255. Follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/comesoutloud. Tumblr, comesoutloud.tumblr.com. Twitter, twitter.com/comesoutloud. Google Plus, google.com/plus comesoutloud. Join us in the Cubs Out Loud Entourage group and bearunderground.net. And you can discuss whatever you want there. It's not just for us to post that the show's up. Also, please pop over to iTunes, give us a review, 5-star, 4-star, whatever. You can also do that over in StitcherRadio.net. And you can find me anywhere on the internet as BoxNetBoxPuppyBoxCubBox something or other.
I am ThaterCut79 on Bear Underground, Tumblr, HeftyNet, and I am NomadCut79 on FetLife.
And you can pretty much find me anywhere on the web as GearBearer73.
And I'm a Growler. Sometimes I just messaged from somebody and said hi, but I forgot to respond to them. Aww. Hey guys, say good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Have a good one, y'all. How quick was that show?
60 minutes.
Oh.
Yeah, okay. That's a quick show for us.